كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. صباح الخير وأهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي وشهير. خلونا نبدأ بأهم العناوين بنشرتنا الصباحية لليوم. رح نحكي عن انخفاض أسهم زوم، وأيضا كرم سولر تحصل على تمويل من بنك قطر الوطني الأهلي، وتطبيق ذاتك يحصل أيضا على تمويل جديد. وبداية خلونا نبدأ بأهم أخبار الأسهم المتعلقة في الشركات التكنولوجية. انخفض سهم زوم لأقل المستوى منذ يناير كانون الثاني في عام 2020، إذ فقد مكاسبه المحققة تحديداً خلال جائحة كورونا. كان سهم زوم ضمن فئة الأسهم اللي استفادت بشكل كبير من جائحة كورونا، طبعاً لأجبرت ملايين الأشخاص على مستوى العالم على البقاء في المنزل وأيضاً التواصل عبر اجتماعات الفيديو. وعرفت تلك الأسهم بأسهم الجائحة، ومن بينها كان أيضاً نتفليكس وبايبال. لكن سهم زوم تراجع بنحو 66% منذ بداية عام 2022، ليفقد مكاسبه المسجلة في الأشهر الأولى من بداية أزمة كورونا. وأيضاً خفض مورغان ستانلي توصيته للسهم من زيادة في الوزن إلى محايدة. وأوضح البنك أيضاً أنه على الرغم من وجود قيمة هائلة في أعمال زوم، ولكن من الصعب على المستثمرين إدراك تلك القيمة في الوقت اللي عم تستثمر فيه أعمال الشركة على الإنترنت في الانخفاض في بيئة ما بعد الجائحة. كما أشار أيضا إلى أن الضعف الاقتصاد بشكل تحدي كبير وإضافي لأعمال الشركة. وخفض البنك السعر المستهدف لسهم زوم من 130 دولار إلى 90 دولار. السهم أنهى تعاملات الأسبوع الماضي عند مستويات 81 دولار، وكان سهم زوم قد وصل لأعلى مستوى على الإطلاق تحديدا في أكتوبر تشرين الأول عام 2020، لما سجل 568 دولار. تخيلوا، بوقت الجائحة وصل سهم زوم ل 568 دولار، والآن وصل إلى 81 دولار فقط. أما إذا بننتقل إلى ثاني خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن عالم الشركات الناشئة تحديداً في مصر، حصلت الشركة المصرية كرم للطاقة الشمسية على تمويل بقيمة 2.4 مليون دولار أمريكي من بنك قطر الوطني الأهلي. جاء في سياق التوسعة الثانية لمشروع كرم سولر لشبكاتها العاملة في مصر، ورح توظف الشركة هذا التمويل في دعم اتفاقيات شراء الطاقة وأيضاً نظام تخزينها في البطاريات، بجانب خطتها للتوسع في مصر وأيضاً في المنطقة. وتأسست شركة كرم سولر أو كرم للطاقة الشمسية في مصر عام 2011 تحديداً، وتقدم الشركة خدمات عدة وحلول لتوفير الطاقة الكهربائية للمنشآت الزراعية والصناعية، بالإضافة أيضاً إلى القطاع الخاص عن طريق الطاقة الشمسية بحلول دائمة وصديقة للبيئة، وأيضاً الأهم من هذا كله أسعار منافسة جداً. أما إذا بننتقل إلى آخر خبر معنا لليوم، أيضا عالم التطبيقات وتحديدا في منطقتنا العربية، جمع تطبيق ذاتك لتطوير الذات 2 مليون ريال سعودي عبر منصة إمكان العربية للتمويل الجماعي، وذلك في جولة استثمارية سيد. بتخطط الشركة لإطلاق منتج جديد لقياس المهارات القيادية خلال الأشهر القادمة، وبتستهدف من خلاله موظفي الشركات والمؤسسات والأفراد الراغبين ببناء مهارتهم القيادية استمراراً لما بيوفره التطبيق منذ إطلاقه في عام 2020، خاصة بمقياس أنت وذاتك، واللي بيعمل على تحسين سلوك الأشخاص تحديداً. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم. خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل، مقابلتنا لليوم مع دينيس المدير التنفيذي لشركة ليوا. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد.
Okay guys, we love smashy business news, but Augustus Media is much more than that.
That's right, we are a content house, and along with Smashy, Augustus Media creates heaps of content, like The Love in Dubai Show.
I'm Casey, that's Simran, we're your hosts of The Love in Dubai Show.
And we're back with our guest, Dennis, CEO of Liwa. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
First of all, we would like to discuss Liwa. When did it start? And also, what kind of services do you provide for the startups in the region?
Absolutely. So Liwa was founded in 2016. We are a peer-to-peer lender, meaning there's two sides to our business. So on one side, we have the retail investors. On the other side, we have borrowers. Our mission is to create job and income growth. So we care deeply about helping our SME clients grow. And our retail investors share that aspiration. So in terms of borrowers, we're talking about semi-formal businesses. These are businesses that are a little bit larger, typically not microfinance, but more in the SME space. Too small, too informal, and too under-collateralized to obtain adequate bank financing. So what that means is, in practice, many are excluded. Even if they can get their foot in the door, they often max out in terms of their borrowing capacity given collateral requirements.
Interesting.
And
also, like, I see that a lot of entrepreneurs in the region, they already find a lot of challenges in terms of the financing, and they want to start their startup, but some of them even go for a personal loan because they don't get the, you know, the startup loan, for instance, and things like that. So can you tell us more, how can you help them and how does the process go?
For sure. So we can help them by offering financing that banks can't, essentially. It's as easy as going online, using our online application tools to get that process started. We recognize that many of our clients, especially first-time borrowers, need some support. You know, so we're ready and willing, of course, to jump on the phone. And oftentimes, frankly, in these markets, meet people face-to-face. So establishing trust is a big deal. And so we're very happy to go out, and we've optimized our process to make that as seamless and painless as possible for borrowers. We only require documentation that is absolutely necessary to reaching a fast decision. And we turn around decisions in just 48 hours.
Wow.
So we're told that banks take 6 weeks plus. So that's it.
Interesting. In terms of the application, what are the criteria for the startup to be financed through your platform?
So we're operating, or we'll soon be operating, in two markets today, so it varies a little bit. But generally speaking, we look for businesses that have been in operation for a year, right? So not starting a new business in the idea phase, let's say, but 1 year. And then to reach that really fast credit decision, we rely to a heavy degree on bank statements, right? So practically speaking, we would like the client to have utilized their bank statement or their bank account for a significant portion of their commercial activity. Here too, again, to accommodate our clients, we're flexible, right? It's just a bit easier for us and easier for the client if they use the bank statement. If not, we can still study the application and hopefully reach that fast decision.
Interesting. Also, you guys also got a funding round recently, $18.5 million. So congrats on that. Can you tell us about it, and what are the what do you want to do with this money? What are the goals?
Absolutely. So there's both an equity component and a debt component. On the equity side, the main purpose was launching operations in Egypt. So as you know, we have a relatively well-established business in Jordan. We're very excited about launching in Egypt, which of course is a massive, massive market opportunity. We've done enough testing there to show that what we've built for Jordan in terms of our loan management system and how we process applications works for Egypt. And so it's really about getting licensed. So we raised the money we needed for the paid-in capital requirement related to licensing. And then we raised a bit extra to support our Jordan operations. On the debt side, we're super happy to have extremely committed partners there too. So that includes local banks in Jordan, namely Bank Al-Ittihad and Capital Bank of Jordan, which dramatically increased the size of our facilities. And then we're at a stage where we are attractive to DFIs, development finance. So over the course of the last 6 months or so, we're really proud that we've started working with Triodos Bank. We've expanded our relationship with Triple Jump. We will be signing soon with Proparco, and are also talking to one or two others for very sizable debt facilities that just enable us to do what we do, right? So to provide financing to SMEs.
But that's great that you guys are partnering even with banks. And can you tell us more, how will that support your business and the startups in the region as well?
Akid, and there's two elements to this, right? So on one hand, we provide loans, in part using the Lua marketplace. So when we obtain debt facilities, that gives us additional firepower to go out and lend. Another element of what we do today, which is quite unique, is what we call underwriting as a service. So here, instead of underwriting the loan ourselves, we are working with bank partners, very specifically Bank Latihad and Capital Bank of Jordan, to leverage their balance sheet and their ability to offer larger tickets. So Lua very comfortably does up to, let's say, $150,000. Above that, we're working with our bank partners to offer bigger tickets at better interest rates. So from our perspective, this is an additional product.
Yeah.
And if businesses need financing in that range, we can now provide it. Again, leveraging everything Lua does well, fast, high-quality credit assessment with our bank partners and their ability to do the bigger tickets.
Amazing. And also in terms of markets, you chose Jordan and now you are expanding to Egypt, but there are two different markets, right? So there is a challenge there.
For sure. I was speaking with a shareholder earlier this week and we were talking about this actually. At the end of the day, we concluded, you know, math is math. Right. At the end of the day, we are looking at business fundamentals, things that apply across any market. We're just doing it in a very, very efficient manner. So absolutely, when it comes to algorithms and credit models, for sure, right? We need a unique model for Egypt. But at the same time, again, we're looking at business fundamentals, right? And our tools are optimized for that. So again, math is math. It works out in both places. And we've shown that what we've built in Jordan works for Egypt. And then we also, at the same time, I will say, we will tailor things for Egypt. So one element, for example, is a partnership-based lending model. We've had a lot of success already speaking with prospective partners, for example, Paymob. And we are very confident in our ability to leverage those relationships to underwrite efficiently. Again, because there are elements, as you said, that are unique about the Egyptian market.
Exactly. And especially now, like it's booming. A lot of people are investing in startups in Egypt in particular, and they are expanding. A lot of startups as well are expanding to Egypt recently.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And in terms of also the goals, let's say, or the future plans. So can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, for sure. Of course, we have big ambitions. I mean, so what we do today is a piece of, you know, really what we have in mind. So ultimately, what we want to do is develop an increasingly comprehensive and mutually reinforcing set of products and services. Today, we are doing a great job in terms of offering flexible financing.
Yeah.
We would like to accompany that with other bank and payment processing services. So additional pillars would be business checking accounts that you could open seamlessly through Lua. That's mutually reinforcing in the sense that we gain additional access to data that we can then use to lend. The other piece, like I said, is payment processing, right? So allowing businesses, for example, to generate invoices through our platform that, again, in turn, we could offer to finance. So it's really this, a comprehensive solution tailored to SMEs that leverages the data and kind of know-how that we've developed along the way so far.
That's amazing, Dennis. Thank you so much. We always hear from entrepreneurs that they struggle with this part in particular. So we're happy to see another company and from the region as well working on that and making their life easier.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you.
شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعا.
مثل ما وعدناكم أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يوميا في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.